From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A labor dispute is threatening to tarnish the country's most popular and successful pro sports league. The National Football League and its on-field officials have reached an impasse in contract negotiations. With the start of the new season only 2.5 weeks away, the NFL has begun hiring replacement referees. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
On the surface, this is a dispute over how much more money NFL on-field officials should get. The league is offering to double salaries, which reportedly average just under $60,000 a year. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello says the officials are asking for a raise 4 to 5 times greater than what they're currently paid.
When was the last time you got a 400 to 500% raise? It's just, it doesn't make any sense in a economic climate nationally where we see people being laid off in very difficult economic circumstances, and we have to do what's reasonable.
Officials from the NFL Referees Association were not available to comment, but they believe their demands are quite reasonable. For years, on-field officials have been part-time workers, salesmen, office managers, teachers. They do their NFL refereeing on the weekends, but still put in a great deal of time and, of course, risk bodily harm as they try to maintain order on the football field. Now they want to be paid like full-time workers, like officials in other sports. According to football writer Greg Easterbrook, it's a valid request, considering that pro football has become so complex and the players so fast.
The faster players are, the harder it is to make the right call. The NFL needs officials who do nothing but officiate and train to officiate full-time in order to get calls made properly.
As the two sides argue over whether officials should be paid as part or full-time workers, the season quickly approaches with the possibility of replacement officials. Over 200 men from college football, NFL Europe, and the Indoor Arena League have agreed to work. The NFL reportedly began hiring today, paying replacements $4,000 even if the dispute is resolved. League spokesman Greg Aiello says the replacements will be able to adequately referee NFL games.
There are some nuances, some differences, especially in certain technical officiating mechanics, but that can all be worked out, and these will be good, experienced football officials, and we'll work with them, and we're confident they'll be able to do a very good job.
But Easterbrook, author of a new book called Tuesday Morning Quarterback, disagrees and harkens back to the NFL player strike of 1987.
If you remember the last time the NFL staged replacement games, you will want to run screaming in horror from your television set at the thought of replacement officials, even though some of them will be very skilled and do a good job. In general, chaos will ensue.
And not just with missed calls. The Washington Post reports a high-ranking official with the referees union sent an email to over 1,000 potential replacements that read, in part, "Don't go down as one of the scabs who stabbed the NFL guys in the back. What may sound like a fun diversion is my career. Working as a scab will actually hurt and likely kill any chances you would have of ever getting into the NFL." This kind of animosity doesn't bode well for a league that has the highest TV ratings of any sport and prides itself on labor peace, at least with its players. Tom Goldman, NPR News.